I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Tuesday, October 26th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Right now, dark clouds in downtown Salt Lake City and 43 degrees.
A delay-free drive on your valley freeways. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour. It is developing news. Investigators are getting more evidence in the murders of two women near Moab earlier this year. They are hoping data from a nearby cell phone tower can help them pinpoint who else was at the murder scene. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with details. Paul?
Maria, these are the murders of Crystal Turner and Kylan Schulte. The couple was found shot to death at a campsite near the LaSalle Loop Road. And newly released warrants show investigators asked for a tower dump, which is basically all of the data that went to the nearest cell phone tower at the time of the murders. And that data came back today. Former prosecutor Grace Gorda says the data likely won't have things like pictures or texts.
But it could lead law enforcement to the provider, the phone provider of the person who made those calls or texts or photographs.
Scorta says if someone else's phone was within 2 miles of that tower during that specific time, investigators can get another warrant to collect what was on that particular phone. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The rain and snow have died down now in most areas, but they've brought a lot of water to the state. National Weather Service reports many areas have received over an inch of rain. Centerville got an inch and a half overnight. In southern Utah, a popular hiking trail is closed in Zion National Park because the Virgin River is flowing above normal levels. Park officials have closed just the upper part of the narrows. The lower narrows are still open. And stay tuned to KSL News Radio. We continue to monitor this storm as it moves through the state. This past weekend's series of storms in Northern California may have been the most powerful in recent history. And new numbers are showing just how much rain they had in them.
Incredibly, after one weekend of heavy rain, Folsom Lake in Northern California rose 12 feet. The water behind the Oroville Dam, another critical source of drinking water and electricity, rose 33 feet. But those lakes are still at less than 30% of capacity. In just one day, Lake Tahoe rose 6 inches. 20 billion gallons of water were added into Lake Tahoe during the rainstorm, and now the lake has a Truckee River flowing again.
That is ABC's Alex Stone reporting. Heating prices are on the rise, and you could feel the strain in your pocketbooks this winter. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has details.
Some people around the U.S. could see an increase of 47% for their natural gas. A spokesman for Dominion Energy, Don Porter, tells the Deseret News, Utahns won't see prices spike that much, but their bills will increase a bit. Porter says his company is able to store its natural gas supplies, which they get from wells in Wyoming, so we won't see the same type of problems affecting those in the south from Hurricane Ida. Customers in the Beehive State will have a nearly 9% rise on their gas bills starting November 1st. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The Justice Department says they have arrested over 100 people connected to drug trafficking. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
In 15 U.S. states and in 7 countries, authorities made a total of 150 arrests as they tried to dismantle opioid trafficking on the dark net. The operation exposed what the DEA's Ann Milgram called an increasingly dangerous threat.
Instead of selling on street corners, drug traffickers today are now turning to operating on the dark net, trying to hide their criminal acts.
The arrests occurred in the last 10 months during the pandemic, when darknet drug revenue from the sale of counterfeit fentanyl-laced pills has increased. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The feds say they made a massive coupon crime bust worth millions of dollars. New details from the FBI reveal that a Virginia Beach couple had been sentenced to 20 years in federal prison for a counterfeit coupon scheme. They made nearly $32 million that they spent on high-end home renovations. Court documents say agents found fake coupons in every nook and cranny of the home when they did search it. Lawmakers are continuing their talks today about the terms of the scaled-back human infrastructure bill. Senator Manchin, while speaking to the Economic Club of Washington, says that the current climate in Congress needs to change.
The thing that bothers me more, I don't see our leadership working together. I don't see people talking, having dinner or coffee, or even having a conversation on the floor.
Stay tuned to KSL News Radio as Boyd Matheson will join me at the bottom of the hour to discuss Senator Manchin's comments. Manchin did say that he believes the bipartisan infrastructure bill will pass before the president leaves for his overseas trip this week. Also on Capitol Hill, a Senate Commerce Subcommittee is hearing from executives from TikTok, Snapchat, and YouTube. The focus is on what those companies are doing to keep kids and teens safe. In her opening statement, Jennifer Stout, the Vice President for Global Public Policy at Snapchat, tells the panel that the platform structure is different since videos automatically delete after 24 hours.
Social media may have normalized having a permanent record of conversations online. But in real life, friends don't break out their tape recorder to document every conversation.
Whistleblower Frances Haugen testified before the subcommittee earlier this month, saying that Facebook and Instagram entice kids to keep using the platform while knowing that some content is detrimental to mental health. Coming up on KSL, the FDA is considering today, but how ready is Utah to distribute vaccines to kids? And a look at your noontime drive.
No delays, but we do have a small accident. This is going to be on I-15 near 6 North in Salt Lake. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:06.
Your morning companions.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Americans spent more on taxes than food, clothing, health care, and entertainment combined.
10% here, 6% sales tax here, property taxes.
It just creeps up.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Weekdays 9 till noon.
On KSL News Radio.
Whether you're going on vacation or getting groceries, if you don't make a list, chances are you will forget something. The same is true in retirement. If you want to make sure you haven't overlooked anything, Mike Stevens at Capital Wealth Advisors can help. Mike has a checklist to help you find out if you are on the right track for retirement. Take the checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes on the list with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Capital Wealth Advisors can help you address any potential costly mistakes. For the free checklist, go to retireutah.com. That's retireutah.com. See if you've got it right. Take Mike Stevens at Capital Wealth Advisors Checklist Challenge today. Get it at retireutah.com. And for more on retirement planning, tune into Mike's radio show, Retire Utah Radio, Saturday mornings at 5. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Capital Wealth Advisors, LLC, a state of Utah registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
For most of the people that walk in our store, it's been an ongoing, nonstop issue. They're searching, they're grasping at straws because they've been trying other products and they've bought something that they thought was going to help solve their problem, and it didn't.
You're listening to Beth, an arch support specialist at the Goodfeet store.
A client came into my store last year that has had plantar fasciitis for 30 years. He literally walked in with a handful of products and said, "This is what I've been wearing." I looked at him, I said, "Are you kidding me? I've been here for 14. Where have you been?"
For over 20 years, we've been helping people live the life they love without letting their feet get in the way.
I'm just sad that he spent so many years with so much discomfort. I helped relieve a problem that's plagued him for 30 years. I mean, how do you not go home and talk about that?
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Goodfeet store.
You'll find the Goodfeet store in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
The Goodfeet store, the life you love starts here. Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story this half hour. Investigators are getting more evidence in the murders of two women near Moab earlier this year. They're hoping that data from nearby cell phone towers can help them pinpoint who else was at the murder scene. KSL News Time 1208. An FDA committee is meeting today to vote if children ages 5 to 11 will be able to get Pfizer's COVID shot. If the committee gives a thumbs up, it's the first step, or just the first step of four, as both the FDA and CDC weigh the risks and benefits of the vaccine. Utah's immunization director, Rich Lakin, says if the vaccine is approved, the state will be ready to hand out doses.
Well, we've pre-ordered over 109,000 pediatric doses. They'll begin shipping at the end of this week, but providers have been directed not to administer those until CDC has given the green light for administration.
If the committee gives the green light, it will head over to the FDA for approval. A printing mix-up sent voters empty ballot envelopes in the city of Roosevelt. Now they're trying to get ballots out before next week's election. Mail-in ballots must be postmarked by Monday, November 1st. Anyone who isn't able to get their ballot in the mail by Monday can fill out a provisional ballot instead. And a reminder, in Utah, you can register to vote on Election Day in person. KSL News Time, 1209. Traffic and weather together is brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky Meese, it's nice to see that the rain stopped for a minute. Anything happening on the roads with the weather?
I like it if it's raining here and the snow stays up in the higher elevations. We do have a couple of problems. One is going to be a small accident, northbound I-15, right about 6 North. But everybody out of traffic in the core area between the ramp and the main flow of northbound I-15. So not causing any kind of delay. Then up north in Weber County, a crash northbound I-15 at the exit ramp at 4th North at Pioneer Road. Now, that's the Marriott-Slaterville area of Weber County. Even that is moved over to the right shoulder, so you can make that ramp without any kind of problem. The good news is, if you're traveling any of the Valley freeways, it is a delay-free drive. Want a 2.79% APR auto loan you can close from the convenience of your home or office? At Hercules Credit Union, taking out a loan has never been easier. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right, Ricky, speaking of the mountains, the snow level has come down so much, and the Cottonwood Canyons look just like a winter wonderland right now.
Oh, yeah. And I have seen snow-covered roadways in both Big and Little Cottonwood. It's kind of slushy, so if you're traveling to go into the canyons today, just be prepared for possible winter driving conditions.
All right, Ricky, thank you. Let's get the very latest on the forecast now. Here's Grant Wayman.
Wow, what a storm with the snow in the mountains, rain down low, and we're still looking at some scattered showers, but coming to a close afternoon, 40s the high. Tomorrow, a slight chance of showers, 53. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, it's chilly, 44 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, some dark clouds. And coming up on Utah's Noon News, Amazon has a big plan to avoid any shipping delays. We'll have that coming up next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Charles is dying from COVID-19, not because he has the disease, but because he has to travel 95 miles in an ambulance to the nearest open ICU bed. Yes, his local ICU was just minutes away, but it's full of COVID patients, nearly all of whom haven't been vaccinated. So, if you think you're not hurting anyone by skipping the vaccine, think again. Please, get vaccinated. Find a location at coronavirus.utah.gov.
Want to know when and where dangerous winter weather will affect you? Turn to the experience of the KSL weather specialists, Kevin Eubank, Grant Wayman, Brett Benson, and Kristen Van Dyke. Experienced in giving you the accurate what's up on unpredictable cold weather threats, on air, online, and on the KSL weather app. Why trust anyone else than the KSL weather specialists? Download the KSL weather app today.
Hi, Doug Wright, and I love to talk about my friends at the Western Nut Company and the incredible products that they make available throughout the year. But there's something magic about this time of year, and we all hear about this is the year you need to shop early. I mean, the supply chain, everything else. Western Nut, they are ready to help you right now. But really, do your shopping at the Western Nut Company early. The best neighbor gift, client gift, hostess gift, Thanksgiving or holiday dinner. This is the perfect gift that everybody loves to receive and you will love to give. I have my favorites. I love their chocolate-covered nuts. I love the special gift packages that are all wrapped and ready to go. And, you know, you can buy online as well. Yeah, you can stop by the store downtown Salt Lake City, which I'd encourage because it's magic. The Western Nut Company, celebrating 55 years manufacturing the very best quality product.
Can you feel it? A new season is in the air. Here in Utah, we're ready for it. And if you need cataract surgery, there's even more great news for you. It's a new day in cataract surgery. Amazing advances and lens options can restore your vision and give you the opportunity to reduce dependency on glasses, bifocals, and even readers after cataract surgery. Hoops Vision is proud to be a national leader in state-of-the-art laser-assisted cataract procedures. And they're committed to offering the latest groundbreaking technology for improved visual outcomes for their valued patients. If you have cloudy or blurry vision, don't miss another moment. Ask about how to apply your flex spending and even your HSA to cover any portion of your procedure not covered by Medicare. Call 877-30-LASIK. That's 877-305-2745. Book today and discover more at hoopsvision.com. That's hoopsvision.com.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
could cell phone data help investigators learn more about a double murder near Moab? Newly released warrants show police just got the data from the nearest cell phone tower. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, natural gas prices are on the rise nationwide, but here in Utah, they won't be going up as much as in other places. Just nearly 9% starting November 1st, according to Dominion Energy. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. It is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky Meeks.
Salt Lake City PD wrapping up a crash downtown at 9th East, 1300 South. And we have a small accident, no delay. Northbound I-15, right about 6 North, out of traffic. Ricky Meeks in the KSL Traffic Center.
Showers wrapping up, highs in the 40s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Dark clouds, 44 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Democrats are in the trenches and down to the wire trying to agree on how much to spend on the president's human infrastructure bill and how to pay for it. It will now be lower than the $3.5 trillion tab. Senator Bernie Sanders today, though, says key programs that expand child and health care should stay in.
Any serious reconciliation bill must include expanding Medicare to cover dental, hearing aids, and eyeglasses.
The president signaled he wants both his Build Back Better plan and the bipartisan infrastructure deal finalized later this week before he heads to Europe for both the G20 and climate summits. Congress will be dealing with raising the debt limit again in early December, that after extending the timeline to keep the U.S. from defaulting on its loan obligations. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin today telling members of the Economic Club of Washington, Republicans need to join in or get out of the way.
If we can't do it and they don't agree on that, the Democrats have the responsibility, being the majority party right now, to do it through reconciliation. And when you do it reconciliation, you've got to set a number.
A hearing on Capitol Hill today focusing on safety for kids online. Officials from Snapchat, TikTok, and YouTube testifying. Lawmakers say those platforms are being misused to harm kids and promote vandalism and dangerous and deadly viral challenges and violence. On the East Coast, nor'easter storm is creating havoc. Flash flooding and whipping winds could lead to power outages. And in the Northwest, back-to-back storms in California helping the drought-stricken areas of the Sierra.
In just one day, Lake Tahoe rose 6 inches. 20 billion gallons of water were added to the lake. It was an incredible amount of water that came from the series of storms and so badly needed. Big reservoirs for drinking water. Folsom Lake rose 12 feet. The Oroville Dam, 33 feet. They're still well below where they need to be.
ABC's Alex Stone. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Shipping delays continue to threaten holiday shopping, and Amazon is working on a new strategy to get merchandise delivered on time. ABC's Gio Benitez is with Amazon's air fleet in Atlanta and has details.
Amazon says it's ready for what could be the biggest and most challenging holiday shopping season ever.
We've added airplanes. We've added trailers, we've added trucks, we've added vans.
And now Amazon says it needs to hire 150,000 seasonal workers, even offering sign-on bonuses up to $3,000.
years.
We spend the full year thinking about kind of how do we get ready for the holiday season. This year, especially, and with the pandemic, it's been more challenging than most.
As ships wait weeks to unload off the coast of California, Amazon says it has increased its ports of entry by 50% while doubling its ability to process containers. The company also looking to move more by air.
Amazon also says it'll expand its fleet of Amazon cargo planes to 85 later this season.
Those planes expected in the air by Christmas.
We've got options for the planners and the procrastinators. And so we're going to be delivering up until the evening of December 24th.
The company creating its own supply chain of sorts over the years to shed reliance on shipping services like FedEx and UPS.
Now, believe it or not, both UPS and Amazon say that they do not expect delays this holiday season.
ABC's Gio Benitez reports UPS and Amazon both say they feel confident that they'll be able to avoid large delays this holiday season. You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. What's happening, Ricky?
It's kind of quiet out on the Valley freeways. You do have a delay-free drive, but we do have a couple of problems. One is a small accident northbound I-15, right about 6 North, but out of traffic. We also have a crash downtown 13th South and 9th. East. Then in Weber County, this is exit 346 in the Marriott-Slaterville area of Weber County. A crash northbound I-15 on the right shoulder, but it's on the off-ramp at 4th North. So it's out of traffic. Just keep an eye out for it. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at the next 7 days. Grant Wayman here with our 7 day forecast.
Showers wrapping up afternoon. Highs in the 40s tomorrow, partly cloudy and a slight chance of showers, 53. And then partly cloudy on Thursday, 58. Hey, it warms up to 62 on Friday, though. Lots of sunshine that day. Partly cloudy on Saturday, 60 degrees. Could be a few sprinkles or showers on Halloween Sunday, partly cloudy otherwise, and 58. And then 57, mix of sun and clouds on Monday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Dark clouds and 44 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Markets having another positive day. We'll get you an update of your money news coming up next.
COVID-19 is killing too many of our veterans. Hi, this is Jill Atwood, Director of Communications for the VA in Salt Lake City. In this week's Upholding Valor, tired VA nurses urge veterans to get the vaccine.
I show up, and I've been showing up for the last 18 months. COVID has taken over my entire life, and it is really lonely, and it is really hard. And I'm doing this for you, and I need you to do this for us.
One thing that has been shown is that the vaccine does reduce the risk of death by 95%.
To hear more from doctors and nurses on the front line, get the Upholding Valor podcast by texting veterans to 57500 or go to kslpodcast.com/veterans.
American United Federal Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the VA Salt Lake City healthcare system for Upholding Valor, and always strives to be the difference that makes a difference in veterans' lives. Visit amucu.org/upholdingvalor to learn more.
TSA is hiring transportation security officers at Salt Lake City International Airport and offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Plus, you'll get excellent federal benefits like health insurance, paid on-the-job training, and more. Full and part-time positions are available. No previous security experience is required. Learn more at TSA's virtual recruiting event on Thursday, October 28th, starting at 10 a.m. Text SLC to 95495 to get details. That's SLC to 95495. Some conditions apply.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Donate your car to Charity Hotline. This is Guido. I mean Roger.
Hi, Roger, I'd like to donate my car.
Yeah, good. Leave the keys in it, park it on the street, and we'll send the thug. I mean tow.
Where's your office?
In New Jersey, where you want it to be.
Well, Roger, yeah. I want to make sure my donation helps Utah kidney patients.
It will.
Which ones?
Well, you know, does it matter?
Yes, I want the money to stay in Utah.
And boy, have you got the wrong number.
If you want your car donation to help people here in Utah, turn your car into a kidney car for the National Kidney Foundation of Utah and Idaho. Hi, this is Luz Lewis Perez, Kidney
Kidney Cars is the Beehive State's number one choice for charity car donation since 1990. When you donate your car to Kidney Cars, funding stays in Utah to help local Utah kidney patients and funds local medical research. Kidney Cars gets donors the highest tax deduction, along with free towing. Visit towcars.org and learn more. That's towcars with a K, like kidney. That's TOWKARS.org.
KSL News Time, 1224. Home prices are up again. Here's ABC Sherry Preston.
You've heard about the bidding wars and the all-cash offers and the struggle for first-time homebuyers to come up with a down payment. It's going to continue for a while, it seems. S&P Case-Shiller's 20-city home price index jumped another 19.7% in August compared to a year ago. Phoenix saw the biggest price increase, followed by San Diego and Tampa. A lot of Americans have benefited from steadily rising stock prices and mortgage rates that are still at historic lows. Those factors and continued demand and have pushed home prices higher across the country. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Watching Utah's Money. It's sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Elon Musk is now much closer to becoming a trillionaire. He's now worth $289 billion after Hertz announced it was buying 100,000 Teslas for its rental fleet. In case you're wondering, the next richest person in the world is Jeff Bezos. He's worth $193 billion. ARUP Laboratories will raise its minimum wage next month. Nearly 2,000 employees will get $15 per hour. That's starting next week. KSL Drives, this will impact your gas prices. Crude oil topped $85 a barrel yesterday for the first time in 7 years. And your money at this moment, markets in positive territory. The Dow up by 66 points, sitting at 35,807. S&P 500 up by 17. The NASDAQ up by 38 points. A search and rescue team in Colorado is sending out a warning to hikers. Answer your phone. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has the story.
The Lake County Search and Rescue says on Facebook that they were called out for an overdue hiker. They searched for the hiker for several hours at a spot where many people get lost on Mount Elbert. They also called the hiker's cell phone several times. They found out the next morning that the hiker had returned back to their lodging safely, and when rescuers talked to the hiker, they found out that they had ignored repeated phone calls from rescuers because it came from an unknown number. The rescue team now says that if you are ever overdue on a hike and start getting repeated phone calls, just answer it. It could be from someone trying to help. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
We'll update your drive coming up next, see if the weather is having an impact. And hey, football fans, join KSL Friday, this Friday the 28th at Macy's in Spanish Fork from 4 to 7 for Macy's Tailgate. It's full of activities, yummy food, prizes, and more. You can visit KSLNewsRadio.com/contest to learn more.
Think you have autumn weather figured out? Think again.
We do have storminess.
Cooler, stormy weather coming our way.
Cold with a rain-snow mix, cloudy and windy.
If you are thinking about a fall hike in the mountains, make it a snowshoe event.
Especially this week, you need a reliable KSL forecast.
Get traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s.
You got an umbrella, right?
You hear it mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Look at the shower. You see a problem?
I know what the problem is.
What do you see?
Low water pressure.
It's a dribble.
It's more than a dribble.
And what's it say on my shampoo bottle?
Rinse and repeat.
How can I rinse and repeat when I can't even rinse in the first place? Well, we are calling Repipe Specialists.
I'll go call a
plumber. No plumbers and pay twice as much? Uh-uh. We're going to fix it now by getting Repipe Specialists to repipe the whole house.
You're right.
Oh, look. Someone forgot to flush.
I did not. No,
that's
don't.
Another reason. Leaks. I'm tired of leaks.
Got leaks or low water pressure? Want to prevent future problems? In 1 to 2 days, Repipe Specialists can repipe your whole house with new copper piping or PEX tubing for about half the price of a plumber. No more leaks, no more dribbles, and you get a lifetime warranty. Call 888-583-6988 for a free in-home estimate. Plus, pay no money down with no payments or interest for a year. That's 888-583-6988. Call today, 888-583-6988, or visit repipe.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather is brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Let's get the latest on the drive. Here's Ricky Meese.
Actually, it's kind of quiet out on the roads.
We like it quiet.
We do, don't we? Delay free on all your valley freeways. That's good news. The one freeway crash we had in Salt Lake City. Northbound I-15, right about 6 north, it's out of traffic and not causing any kind of problems. So if you are driving I-15 north or southbound, you have good speeds. And that's between Willard Bay all the way to Utah Lake. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways also seeing a good drive. We do have a new crash called out in West Valley, Redwood Road at 3100 South. Get 0% APR on balance transfers and purchases up to 6 months, plus low rates and rewards with a new credit card from Cypress Credit Union. For details, visit cypresscu.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, still some pretty dark storm clouds out there in downtown Salt Lake City. Let's get the very latest on your forecast now. Here's Grant Wayman.
Well, we got the rain and snow showers, and it's starting to wind down through the afternoon hours. A lot of clouds. Cool, though, only in the 40s. Tomorrow, scattered rain showers, otherwise partly cloudy in 53. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Noon News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1230, 45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL's top local story this half hour. There are now 12 official maps carving up Utah's political districts, ready for a committee of lawmakers and the public to review. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has details.
Utah's Independent Redistricting Commission has approved three versions of each: congressional, state senate, state house, and state school board boundaries. Now those go to a legislative committee for consideration. They're also working on their own and don't have to adopt these. That meeting is public Monday at 2. Former Congressman Ron Bishop resigned abruptly from that commission last night, saying the majority urban makeup was unfair. But Alliance for a Better Utah Deputy Director Katie Matheson says Bishop has been making his agenda clear.
His impression of his job on the UIRC was to ensure that rural and urban communities were split in order to ensure a certain type of representation that would go to Congress and then fight over public land.
Matheson's group is also calling on Governor Cox to veto any maps that don't come directly from the UIRC. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
A new study looks at how the ground might move in Salt Lake City with earthquakes. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
There is potential for separate movement of the Warm Springs Fault and the East Bench Fault, or connected movement with secondary faults, and there's the possibility of lateral spread underneath downtown. Utah Geological Survey mapping geologist Adam McKean did the research with Lee Liberty of Boise State.
So we know that the conditions have been there in the past, and now the question is, are the conditions here currently that could occur?
McKean says this information can help people be more prepared and help engineers build infrastructure better. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Democrats on Capitol Hill are considering a so-called billionaire's tax to pay for President Biden's proposed social spending and climate bill. Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney told reporters today the plan would hurt entrepreneurs and job creation.
The Elon Musks of the world, the Steve Jobs, the Bill Gates, these people who build these enterprises, they'd be forced to sell half their holdings every time their private company's value grew.
One proposal from Senate Finance Committee Chair Ron Wyden would tax unrealized capital gains of billionaires on some assets, such as stocks. People who were inside a Boise, Idaho shopping mall yesterday when a person started shooting are telling us about what it was like as they scrambled to get to safety.
I had him in the stroller and we kind of just turned around and started running. And then we were just yelling at everybody we could that there was a shooter, and made our way back into JCPenney's and just ran out the back door into the parking lot.
Lindsay Humphreys was shopping with one of her kids. Two people were killed. Four others were injured, including one of the responding police officers. The suspect is in police custody in a hospital today. Officials say that he is in critical condition. You could start noticing more people wearing hearing aids. The FDA has taken the first step toward approving over-the-counter devices for just about any adult who wants one. ABC's Jim Ryan has the story.
Not everyone could get a non-prescription hearing aid, says Kate Carr, the president of the Hearing Industries Association.
Consumers with only mild to moderate hearing loss would have access to an over-the-counter hearing aid.
She celebrates the FDA decision, while Tom Burnside of the nonprofit Deaf and Hard of Hearing Center in Corpus Christi says it's as much about frequency as volume.
You have to identify the tones and amplify particular tones for actually somebody to hear better.
The new FDA rule on hearing aids may not take effect for another year. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A team of ex-law enforcement will be busy at the World Series as it gets underway tonight. They've been recruited by the league to be at every game to authenticate game items that could be sold as memorabilia. Michael Poser, Director of Authentication and Memorabilia for Major League Baseball, says the World Series is a big deal for authenticating used items.
It goes from the umpire or the ball boy. They run off the field and the authenticator is right next to the dugout, and that ball gets transferred to them right there. They put the hologram on the item and they record the information associated with that ball.
Those holograms will link to an online ID where they can be looked up. Coming up on KSL, Inside Sources host Boyd Matheson joins me to discuss the culture in Congress, and Senator Joe Manchin says it needs to change. Plus, we'll have a look at your noontime drive.
Delay free on the freeways and a crash, Redwood Road, 3100 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
It's going to turn a little nasty.
Rain, possibly even mixing the snow.
And it's going to get stormy.
Problem solved with reliable KSL weather every 10 minutes on the nines.
Mornings and afternoons
on KSL News Radio.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
New school, new job, new home. Change is hard and can leave you feeling isolated. And divorce delivers one of life's hardest blows. The relationships you counted on are suddenly gone. But you don't have to walk through this alone. For more than 30 years, Cordell & Cordell has guided men through the challenges of divorce. You're not alone. Call Cordell & Cordell.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Salt Lake City area attorneys. 910 West Legacy Center Way, Suite 120, Midvale, Utah, 84047.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera with 30% off a new system this week. Visit simplysafe.com.
Are your golden years proving not to be so golden? Retirement income isn't stretching quite as far as it used to. Life happens. Job loss, loss of spouse, reduction of income, divorce, unexpected expenses. For most, your home just may be your single largest retirement resource that's not being utilized. You spend years of your hard-earned money paying down the mortgage. Maybe it's time to use your home to pay you back. We've all heard of reverse mortgages, but have you heard of today's new reverse mortgage? There have been drastic changes to the reverse mortgage program over the years, and it's more viable than ever. Talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom and discuss your best options for you. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they specialize in is reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. Or online at reversefreedom.com. NMLS ID 1382816.
KSL News Time, 1237. Senator Joe Manchin told a group today that the climate in Congress needs to change, with people just sharing a meal together. Inside Sources host Boyd Matheson joins me now to discuss that. Boyd, and what's he talking about?
Oh, just a little civility in the world, I think, is what...
I don't know that one meal is going to do it, though. Just saying.
Not one meal, but a regular meal, would make a big difference.
Definitely.
It's amazing what happens around a dinner table. Because the conversation does become very different, and you go beyond just kind of the talking points, and you have to actually become curious about people. And then you start to understand maybe why they believe a certain thing or why they think a certain policy is the right way to go. And I know that seems like a long shot in today's partisan world, but I've seen this happen in Washington. I've seen people come into an office from wildly opposite points of view and different points of the political spectrum. But when they sit down and actually talk, they have so much in common, and often they may not end up agreeing on something, but there might be a little piece of something that they agree with, and that can become the beginning of change, of compromise, and of moving the country forward.
How did we get to where we are today? I mean, has it always been this way?
Well, there's always been politics, and there's always been partisanship, and there's always been those people who are more worried about the idea of power rather than the power of ideas. So that's not a new thing in our country at all. It's not new in the history of the world. What has become the problem is that we're no longer listening to each other. We're just talking past each other with talking points and political rhetoric rather than listening and asking questions. There aren't very many that are left that can really ask the good question and the good follow-up question that leads to the real higher dialogue that we need to get to.
I feel like they just have their arms crossed and they're just like, I want my way.
That's right. They're like my daughters when they were teenagers. You'd get the arm fold, the eye roll, and the deep sigh all at once. And my girls would put a little hip action into it as well.
Oh, I just did that one. I just did that, didn't I? Okay. Maybe that's a girl thing.
Yeah, and we have to get past that, and we have to be open to it. And it's really interesting. We're going to, coming up at 1:05, I had the chance to just concluded a conversation with former Senator Joe Lieberman. Who's going to talk about how that actually has happened in our country's past, even our recent past in politics, and how we can do it again. So stay tuned for that coming up at 1:05.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks,
Boyd.
Maria.
Boyd Matheson, an inside source, is coming your way from 1 to 3 this afternoon. Let's get you up to date on the drive now. Traffic and weather is brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. It seems like, Ricky, there are those dark clouds just looming out there, but are you seeing any wet roads?
Not really. And where it has been wet from earlier this morning, where the rains came through, those roads are drying out. Right now, I'm looking at a live shot in West Valley of a crash at Redwood Road, 3100 South. It's been affecting inside left lanes of traffic in both directions of Redwood, but tow trucks are on the scene, and it is in the cleanup stages. We also have the final cleanup of a crash with Salt Lake City PD on the scene at 9th East and 1300 South. Time to upgrade your entry or garage door. Call for a free estimate on a beautiful, secure, prices guaranteed door. 801-975-7575. Prices guaranteed doors. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Showers wrapping up. Highs 40s today. More clouds mixed with some sunshine tomorrow. And we're still looking for a few scattered showers tomorrow as well. Highs on a Wednesday, 53. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, dark clouds and 45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's new news, KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank will join me to discuss just how much water we did get with last night's storm. That's next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
I'm Jeff Jr., owner of Trajan Wealth, and I only have 60 seconds to tell you why we're different than all other financial advisors out there. So here it goes. We don't employ salespeople. We employ individuals with hearts of teachers who share high values. We are fiduciaries who will always act with you in mind. We will disclose any conflicts of interest. We won't talk down to you or use fancy jargon. If there's an issue, we'll work hard to make it right. We are one of the few firms in the entire country who have fiduciary advisors and estate planning attorneys under the same roof. We adhere to the golden rule. Our passion is providing peace of mind through financial security. And lastly, you will always be greeted with a smile. Local, friendly, family-owned, Trajan Wealth. Call Trajan Wealth today, 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit us online at TrajanWealth.com.
Advisory services through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Estate planning services.
It is difficult for me to be out of a truck and to trust others to do my work at my clients' homes for me. Before techs can wear a Whipple Service Champions uniform, they must go through an extensive onboarding process, including learning the Whipple way, which is our unique way of serving. Voted best place to work, it's good business to treat team members like we treat our best customers. Want to see a Whipple Service Champion in action? Take $100 off any service, repair,
or replacement of $300 or more. If it's in your home, we can do it. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, and drain cleaning. I know it's true. Our technicians will do a much better job for you than I ever could as one guy in a truck. With the help of our Whipple systemized approach, call takers, dispatchers, installation coordinators, office staff, and inventory system, you'll get fast, hassle-free service. Call Whipple Service Champions at 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
It's always a great time to buy a new Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
With many new Hondas arriving daily, your Utah Honda dealers can show you all available inventory, whether it's in stock or on the way.
That way you can pre-order the model, color, and options you want, and when your new Honda arrives, you can pick it up the very same day.
And with used cars still in record high demand, your trade-in is now worth more than ever. Take advantage of 0% financing on select Honda SUVs.
Now, have you seen the all-new 2022 Honda Civic? It's a joy to behold and even better to drive. From its sleek styling and spacious interior, the redesigned Civic boasts tech at every turn.
With an available Bose audio system and touchscreen, it means you'll be playing favorites with your fingertips.
Listen to what Motor Trend said about Civic. The Civic ran away with its comparison. It outclasses the Corolla in almost every way we can think of.
That says it all. Test drive the all-new Civic at your Utah Honda dealers.
See all your savings at UtahHondaDealers.com.
Thinking about retirement? Make sure a My Social Security account is a part of your plan. A My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal earnings history and benefit status. You can find out if you're eligible to receive benefits, compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates, view spousal benefit estimates, and more. Plan for your future. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
there are now 12 official maps approved by Utah's Independent Redistricting Commission, ready for lawmakers to review. Lawmakers are also working on their own. Alliance for a Better Utah is calling on Governor Cox to veto any maps that don't come directly from the commission. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayers.
Second, investigators are looking to use cell phone tower data as they continue to search for answers in the murder of two women near Moab. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky Meese.
Tow trucks are in the process of pulling away from this crash that affected both directions of Redwood Road at 3100 South. Those lanes are in the process of opening up. But tow trucks are now on the scene of the accident. Northbound I-15 at 6 North, still a delay-free drive on the shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Have a tap out on the high 40s, showers ending. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Dark clouds, 45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
Democrats are tasked with finalizing a deal on both infrastructure bills this week before the president heads to the G20 and climate summits in Europe. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki at today's briefing pushed back on what happens if Congress doesn't pass the bills before he leaves.
The president is on the verge. We are all on the verge of passing a bill that is the largest investment in addressing the climate crisis in history. And of course, global leaders take note of that, too.
Buckingham Palace, meantime, announcing Queen Elizabeth has canceled plans to travel to a reception at the UN Climate Conference next week in Scotland. Accepting doctors' advice to rest, the 95-year-old monarch had medical tests last week, the palace says, not related to COVID. An FDA advisory panel is weighing data this afternoon on Pfizer's child-sized COVID vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds. It's a third of the dose already authorized. The FDA could take a full vote on recommendations later today. It would then head to the CDC for final review. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Time for the KSL in-depth. Rain and snow stacked up across the state today, but how much exactly? Joining me live on the KSL Newsline is KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank. And Kevin, we saw places like Lake Tahoe, it rose by 6 inches. That is phenomenal out of one storm.
No, it is. It's incredible. And what they ended up with in California was just biblical. I mean, they had spots that were getting 15 to 16 inches of rain out of that single storm. While our totals were not as large, they were as helpful. I mean, this is a great time to saturate the ground and get things prepped. We've heard this talk about this because of our drought. We've got to start somewhere, and this is a really good start here in October. But just to give you an idea about some of these totals, Maria, Salt Lake Airport had 1.23 inches of rain out of the storm. Yesterday alone, we had 0.91 inches, which was a daily record. The old record for the date went back to 2010.
Wow.
So our average monthly total for October is 126, and we got 123 out of this storm. So an entire month's worth of rain out of a single storm is pretty impressive.
Okay, but that doesn't mean we're out of the drought yet.
No, and in fact, we've been talking about this for a long, long time. It takes, if you're looking at the drought holistically in total, it takes as long to get out of the drought as it likely takes to get in it. You can get out a little faster, but it's going to take years for us to truly get out of this drought. We're going to need lots of precipitation. We're going to need lots of water to get into our reservoirs and lakes and to help replenish. It's going to take decades to likely replenish that water. So, again, we're looking at it in a totality, kind of holistic view. The water helps and the storms help, and it's a great start to a turnaround. But it is going to take some time before we can start to completely replenish the water lost.
Right. Talk a little bit about the science behind these storms and why they did have, you know, why were they so productive?
Well, typically what happens is when you're bringing in storms, they've got to move around areas of high pressure and low pressure. And so they've got a lot of movement. And when storms have to move, they lose a lot of their energy. It takes energy to move those things around. This particular storm was called an atmospheric river, meaning the source of this storm went all the way out into the tropics, into the Pacific, and there was nothing in its way to block the storm. So as it came in, it was literally like a river of water crashing into the coast, crashing into the California Sierra Mountains, and then crashing into Utah. Now, a lot of that energy was used in California, and a lot of that rain was expended in California. But still, when it got to us, it still had enough to deliver 12 inches of snow up at Alta. Snowbirds had 11 inches of snow. So we had a lot of really good water out of this. It wasn't as large as it was on the coast, but this atmospheric river that went out there, it was just, it's exactly what it is. It's a river of water in the sky that translated into some very, very heavy rain.
And much needed. Thank you so much, Kevin.
You bet.
KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank joining us live on the KSL Newsline. You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.